Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Please call into the show. Again, 818-301-5834. Let's see here. Today's weather. We're looking at 49 degrees right now in the ATL, Ohio. We had a high of 48 today. How is that? It's 49 now, and the high today was 48. I don't know. So, but it's 49 right now in the ATL. 28 is going to be our low tonight, so it's going to be cold tonight. And then tomorrow we're looking at 59 as our high and sunny degrees, 40 as our low, and Friday we're looking at 51 and rain. All right? And again, thanks guys for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's word of the day is chirography. 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 Chirography is a noun. And the meaning of chirography is, the first meaning is handwriting or penmanship. Excuse me. And the second meaning is calligraphy. I mean, that's what I thought handwriting and penmanship was. I called it calligraphy, but it's chirography. 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 Handwriting or penmanship. Okay? So you guys can take that and use it however you want, and that works out for me. Again, the call-in number, guys, is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? And that's kind of ironic, and not really ironic, that our sponsor, I'm going to be calling the professionals at CPA on Duty in just a little bit to have them give their expert opinion on if you win the Powerball, and that's our episode, by the way. If you win the Powerball lottery tonight, what should you expect to pay in taxes? And so we're going to talk to a professional accountant who will give us the hard facts about taxes that are going to be taken if you win the Powerball lottery tonight. And then after you get your money, I'm going to ask them about what you would expect to pay afterwards as far as taxes on your income, okay? And again, I know that, you know, you guys say, what income? You don't have any income. You're going to quit your job after you win the lottery tonight. Well, that's true, but you're going to have some income, okay? You're going to have some income. So we're going to talk about that with a professional, and I'm going to give them a call here shortly. But in the meantime, let's see. I wanted to give you guys something that Donald Trump said. But let's see. I was trying to find it. I had it pulled up here on my computer, but I seem to have dropped it now. Maybe. Okay, here it is. Donald Trump wants you to pay more for smartphones, TVs, and a lot more. Okay, smartphones, TVs, and a lot more. I mean, I don't understand that, you know, where he's coming from with that. But it's crazy. Wants you to pay more for smartphones, TVs, and other stuff. And I mean, if you win the lottery tonight, you wouldn't care about that. But this, and real quick before we get into the show, what to do about China? It employs millions of people manufacturing things that used to be made in America and sells way more stuff to the United States than it buys from us. Okay, Donald Trump's solution is to get tough on China by imposing steep new tariffs on products made in China. The Republican presidential candidate told the New York Times recently that he'd levy a 45% tax on Chinese imports. The idea is to make Chinese goods more expensive so that American producers who pay their workers more can gain a competitive edge. There's a painful side effect to this plan, however. It will make a lot of products more expensive, and most of the price hikes would come straight out of the consumers' wallets. China ships about $500 billion worth of goods to the United States every year, which is about 1/4 of all imports. That's crazy. But, I mean, that's his idea, okay? So, you know, if you guys elect Trump for the presidency, that's what's going to happen. All right? Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, If You Win the Powerball Lottery Tonight, What Should You Expect to Pay in Taxes? All right? And I promised you guys that I would make a call to a tax professional. And let's go ahead and do that now. So I'm going to call the office of the tax professional and let's see if I can get them on the line. Let's see. I try to get them on the line. Let's see if we can call. Now, let's see. Let's see if I can get our guest on the line.
CPM, do you mean help you?
Good afternoon. This is Frank Williams from the Frank Williams Show, and we are live on the air, so don't say anything that would be incriminating to you or me. And anyway, I was calling. We wanted to talk, and I have guests on the show, and we wanted to call the tax professional as yourself and find out. What would be if I won the Powerball lottery tonight? Okay, what should I expect to pay in taxes? I mean, as far as what would I pay? What would they take right off the top? I think the estimated value tonight of the Powerball is $1.5 billion. So what would be the percentage of taxes that they would take right off the top?
That's a great question. The maximum individual income tax rate is 39.6%. So that's the magic percentage for federal taxes that you'll be dealing with. And so right now it's estimated at, what, $1.5
billion? Yes.
Okay. And I happened to see something earlier where a guy from the lottery was saying that if you choose the cash option, that's going to be like $930 million. So basically 62% of it you'll get if you choose the cash option. So if you take, so we're saying, what, $930 million at the maximum tax rate, that's going to be like $368,000 that they're going to withhold in taxes. So your check could be like $561 million, which, I mean, these are still good numbers. So
hold it. Go back for us, okay?
Okay.
Now, start from the top. You said $1.5 billion is the estimated value tonight. And
right.
If we take the cash
option. But you know, you only get that. Okay, go ahead, yeah.
If we take the cash option, then that's going to be what?
Like $930 million.
Okay, so will they cut me a check for $930 million off the top? That's what you're saying?
No, sir. So they're going to withhold taxes off the top. So you're not going to get the check until they deduct the taxes out.
Okay,
so the total
of the jackpot is $1.5 billion. So...
Okay.
What will I walk out of the door with? What will my check say when they give it to me? What's my net?
And, you know, that depends on if you live in a state that has taxes. So in the state of Georgia, the Georgia's going to get their cut, too. They're not going to let you walk out without subtracting their taxes as well. So we're
okay.
In a state that has 4% taxes. So,
okay.
You know, the first number I gave you, say the $930 million, and
right.
That 39.6% that the Fed is going to take. So now we're down to $561 million and some change. So then we're going to take the money from the state. The state is going to take another $37 million. That's their 4%.
Hold it. I'm confused. So it's...
Okay.
The jackpot is $1.5 billion. So you're saying
okay.
That the actual jackpot is only $930 million?
If you take that cash option, the only way you get the full amount is if you spread it out over the annuity payments over the 20 years or whatever it is. And they will eventually pay you the whole $1.5 billion. But if you take that cash option up front, you're only going to get about 62% of the winnings.
Okay, and that'll be $930 million.
Right.
And then the feds come in and take 39.6% of that.
Right.
Okay.
That's $368 million.
$368 million that they get.
Mm-hmm. So if you live in Florida or Tennessee or Texas, well, I don't even know if they participate in Powerball, but one of those states that don't tax you, you'll walk out of there with like $561 million.
Okay.
But, I mean, some states like New York, they tax almost 50%. So, I mean, it really depends on where you live. But if we just looking at the Fed, it'll be $561 million. Again, if you live in the state of Georgia, they're going to get their 4% state tax first. So you're looking at about $524 million out the door, like $525 million. We'll just round it off.
So I'm going to walk out of there with if I live in Georgia, then I'm going to walk out of the door with my big check saying $524 million.
Right. After they take out whatever else you might have, I mean, people with child support, if you owe student loans, I mean, everybody's going to get their piece. But if you have
okay.
a clean slate, you can walk out of there with your, $524 million.
Okay. So, all right. So then after I walk out with my big chick, then what do you, as a professional accountant, what do you commend as far as banking that money? You know, off the top, I think, and it's just my opinion, but I think that I need to take a little time to figure out what I'm going to do with this money. But if you got a check for $524 million, you know, just thinking like an ordinary Joe Blow, I'm going to go to my bank and say, hey, I want to put this in the bank, and, you know, and then I want $100 cash, but I'm going to put the rest of it in the bank. What's going to happen after I put that $524 million in the bank? What can I expect to pay in taxes after that? Now, a lot of people think that, okay, once they take their money off the top and you walk out the door with the $524 million and you quit your job, now I don't have to pay any more taxes because I don't have any income coming in. I don't have a W-2 coming. So my job isn't taking any money. So what am I going to do? How am I going to pay taxes, or how will they get me for taxes after I bank my $524 million?
Well, first of all, I would definitely, as a professional, recommend that you do not go and just dump that into a bank. Number one, it won't be fully insured. I mean, banks only insure up to $250,000, so you have to spread it out amongst a whole bunch of banks. But anyway, I mean, the banks aren't really paying much interest, but they are paying some interest. So, I mean, as soon as you drop that money in there, you're going to start making money on it. So you're going to have to pay taxes on the interest that the money earns. So basically saying, even if it only earned 1%, which a lot of banks are paying, you know, less than it. So basically that'd be another $5 million you're made just in interest that year.
That year.
So
okay.
Once again, you at that maximum tax rate at 39.6%. So that's another $2 million in taxes that you haven't, that they haven't withheld for. You know, when they took that money out before they gave you your check, that was just withholdings for that amount. So it's not taking into account the other money that you're going to make.
So and the money that you make off the interest, that's called income.
Oh yeah, totally, 100% taxable. It's interest income.
Okay, so, but that's the only money that you're gonna have to pay taxes on is your interest money. If you're not, you know, doing anything else, you're gonna have to. That's what you're gonna be paying taxes on. So you're gonna pay about $2 million in taxes every year on that money. Just doing this scenario on that money every year. So you made $5 million in interest, and you got to pay $2 million of that out in taxes.
That depends on if you're not doing anything with the money. I mean, you need to donate the money. That's the biggest write-off that you have. I mean, you know, everybody talk about tithes, and if you give it to a 501c3 charitable organization, that's the best thing to do with the money to keep your tax bill down.
Okay, so I give, you know, if you're thinking the what they say each year is to give 10% of your income, you're talking about giving $52 million. If you got $524 million, you're talking about giving $52 million away in this year to charitable organizations, as
right.
You know. So if you gave $52 million away, then that takes away that $2 million in interest, right?
Right. I mean, it takes down, I mean, it lowers the amount of money that you have to pay taxes on, because that becomes a write-off for you. I mean, not the whole $52 million. They have limits on how much you can write off, but it lowers your taxable income.
Okay. So, you know, say for instance I did give away the $52 million, then I can't just give it to my friends, right? I have to give it to someone who's a legitimate, what you say, 501(c)?
Right. That's an IRS code, it's 501(c)(3), but basically it's a designation that the IRS gives qualified charitable organizations, and they have a list of those organizations on their website. So if you're not on that list, I mean, you don't qualify. So a lot of people say, oh, I donated to a family over Christmas, and that was nice, but that's not going to be a write-off that you could make, unless that family has their own nonprofit organization established, and you have to give it to the nonprofit organization, not to the family themselves.
Okay. So now, And here's my next question. And I know you're busy, so I don't want to take up a lot of your time. Actually, how much time do you have?
Slim to none, but that's fine. I mean, this is the time of year.
Okay. Okay. I understand. So, okay. So you're saying I should give it away to a legitimate 501(c)(3) company. So what if I establish my own 501(c)(3) company? Let's say I call it the Frank Williams Foundation. Establish my own foundation. Now, can I give this money to that foundation? I can give $50 million to that foundation?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And that's probably what most of these millionaires and billionaires do with a lot of their money, is establish their own 501(c)(3) or whatever you call it, and put that money into their own foundation, and that way they control that money.
I mean, that would be smart. That would definitely be something, you know, that I would recommend someone, you know, speak with their tax advisors and their attorneys. But I mean, most lottery winners don't do that. I mean, you hear the stories about how they, you know, spend the money very frivolously, and you know, they don't talk to anybody about it, and you know, they're broke again in a few years. So it's kind of unfathomable, though, to be broke after this size, this kind of money. I mean, depending on how many people win, I really can't see how they can go broke. It's too much money to mess up. But I mean, I guess it happens.
Okay, well, that's exactly, you know, I believe why a lot of people are up on the show right now listening, and that's exactly why I wanted to contact you, and so that they could hear it from your mouth and not mine, that, you know, if you do win the money, and there's a possibility that anybody could win the money, that
you should
take your time and get in touch with a great accountant, get in touch with a great attorney or whatever, and sit down and figure out what you're going to do with the money before you start
right.
Before you start divvying it out, and next thing you know, you're on that show, you know, the lottery changed my life, but now I'm broke.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, you're going to have plenty of money to divvy out, but just don't divvy out your principal. You can divvy out your earnings. Don't divvy out your winnings, you know. So
okay.
Let your winnings work for you, and you can still be very generous and help all the people that you want to help, all your friends or whatever, but just don't ever spend your principal. Just help them on your earnings.
Okay. So $3 million, you know, if you're saying it, that you gave away, I mean, you earned $5 million in interest this year, and you paid $2 million in taxes on that interest. I mean, $3 million a year, that's a pretty good income for a ordinary Joe Blow like myself. And I could afford to give, you know, a lot of that away. And now, here's one other thing, and I'm going to let you go. Is it true that you can give anyone, doesn't matter who it is, you can give anyone a cash gift of up to $13,000 per person? Is that true? And how does that work for you in your favor as far as taxes go?
Well, you're getting into gift taxation now, and you can give anybody $13,000, any couple, married couple, $26,000, and gift taxes are going to have to be paid on that. So that's a whole, you know, another conversation, but you're just going to open yourself up to gift taxation at that point. You can do that, but you're going to have to pay gift taxes on it. You will, not the people that get the money.
Right. Okay, that's a great
question. But it will be a write-off. You can't do that, but you're just going to be subject to gift taxes, and there are all types of different, you know, calculations and things that come into play. But that is definitely a true statement. You can give away $13,000 a year to whoever you want to, and they'll be fine, but you'll be subject to gift taxes on that money.
Okay. But they don't have to pay anything on that money.
Before I go, you know, I want to remind people that, you know, even though they take out all that money at the beginning, like the federal taxes and stuff, you should still have a refund at the end of the year, you know, once you file your taxes. I mean, they withhold all of that, you know, so they won't have to run after you to get it. But you have other things going on in your life. And like I said, if you donate a good piece of that money, you should end up with a refund at the end of the year. So you get some of
what?
The money back that they withhold. Oh, yeah.
What?
If you tithe on that money that they give you, you'll be able to file what's called itemized deductions, and you can write off, you know, like I was saying, you can write off a big piece of that money that you give away, and by the time you write that off, that lowers your taxable income overall. So they withheld the amount of money to cover the maximum amount you got, but that full amount shouldn't be taxable at the end of the year if you, you know, like I said, if you give it away. So you really going to end up paying taxes on less money than you made, so you probably have a refund at the end of the year.
Wow. And see, that's exactly why been telling you guys, you know, to get with a professional accountant who knows the tax laws and how to handle this type of money and what the actual laws are before you go out and go crazy on the town. So hey, I appreciate your patience with us today. Thank you for taking our call, and have a great rest of the day and have a great week. Thank you.
Okay.
CPA.
All right. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you. I appreciate the call. And good luck to everybody.
And guys, you see that you have a reputable accountant here that you can use for any of your tax problems, even IRS issues. They are my sponsors. So give them a call and let them help you with your taxes this year. 770-732-0244. Thank you a lot.
All right, thanks, Frank. Bye-bye.
So again, guys, that's exactly what I was trying to get to, is to help you guys think about you know, if you did win Powerball tonight, if you won any of the lottery games, and it's a sizable amount of money, please contact a professional accountant, and you need yourself a professional attorney that can help you with the laws that you know that you need to know to work this money. And then that way you can make a great conscious decision. I mean, it's going to be up to you ultimately what you're going to do with your money, but you need to know how the laws are, how the tax laws are, in order to handle that money. And so you know, the accountant was saying, you got $524 million, and you don't want to just take that to the Wells Fargo bank and say, hey, I want to deposit this into my account. No, you need to. I mean, like she said, that the banks only they only cover $250,000 per account. So I mean, you got $524 million. You know, you need about 1,000 accounts, right? Or you need about a bunch of accounts and put $250,000 in each account, so that if something happens to that bank, you know, you won't lose your money. It's insured to $250,000, so the government covers that $250,000 per account. So anyway, that's about all the time. Well, I have a few minutes. I had a extended show today because of this. But again, I know you guys have played. If you haven't, I don't know why you're not playing, unless you're just against the lottery or whatever. But if you are planning to play, you need to get your numbers here pretty soon. You got a couple hours to go before they close it out for the night, because they're going to pull the numbers tonight. I believe that there are going to be at least 3 to 4 winners tonight. I believe that. So I don't know. I don't know who that's gonna be. I hope it's me. All right, I got my, you know, I got my numbers in the hat. I bought a few numbers, and so my name's in there. So if they pull my name, y'all'll know it. Or y'all. Well, you may not know it, but hey, that's that, right? I'll still be here doing my show. I may not do it every day, but I'll be still here doing the show. I'd probably put together some type of radio station, buy my own station, and be on the radio, okay, and do something like that. Who knows? I probably wouldn't do that. I'd probably be spending most of my time where the sun spends the winter, on the beaches around the world. You know? I mean, it's unbelievable, you know, to think that you could win this amount of money for a $2 play. But there's only going to be one that wins. And that person could possibly have gone into the store and said, give me a quick pick on the Powerball tonight, only spend $2, and they win, $1.5 billion. Now, I should have also asked the accountant about taking the, the yearly draw out or something, I don't know how long that is. I think it's 30 years they pay you. They pay you for the thing, but you get the full amount. I mean, I don't know how much that is per year, but that's pretty gigantic money for 30 years, and you're getting it every year. You get a check I guess if you win it today, you go in and cash in your ticket on tomorrow, or you go in on Friday. What is Friday? January the 15th? You go in Friday and cash in your ticket on January 15th. If you take the annual option and you don't want the cash option, I guess you'll get a check for a few million dollars Friday, and then every January 15th, you'll get that same check for 30 years. So, I mean, that's that's something to think about as well. Maybe if you're young, you may want to think about that or whatever. But I'm 50 years old. So, give me all the money. I'll take the $524 million, and I'll call it a day. Y'all don't have to worry about cutting me a check every year. I'll cut my own check every year. Okay? But somebody that may be, 25, 30 years old, they may think about doing the yearly option and just, have some big money coming. The only problem with that is that if something happens to you, if you're in an accident and you lose your life, or you get a terminal disease and you die off, then that money will not go to your family. It'll go back to the state. So that's something to think about as well. Anyhow, hey, I got a couple of minutes left in the show. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I think we got some great, great information then from the accountant. I mean, I just think that was awesome. You can't get it any better than that. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. And I'm going to close out with some Jermaine Dupri, because if you win it tonight, you're going to be balling out of control. It's Frank. I'm over.
That's me. Rolling with your nigga Nate. You know these niggas straight bang. Big Katie. All the way to 21st Street. Chitty chitty bang bang. Don Chitty.
That's me.
Still making tight ass beats. I'm rolling in my broom. I stay sweet. Ain't nobody balling like me.
It goes, mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the biggest baller of all? I got a 700, a Bentley, and imagine. The girls just die when I'm riding past. Live life like I'm selling pies. All Arabian with two or three wives. Two or three houses to hide. 10 cars parked outside. And they all got bodies that's wide. Follow me as the Learjet flies over crimson tide. 4-bedroom duplex in the sky. Nickname lottery, cause I don't stop spinning. When the wheels stop, the chrome keeps spinning. Like the 6 moonwalking shit. I ain't talking, I'm straight living it. It's a wonder I ain't shivering. I'm so frozen, and you've been chosen to roll with me and Nate D-O-double-G.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I've already down 5, I'm already down.